Even the famously immodest Jobs can't predict just how transformative his new piece of techno wizardry will be.
I think the iPhone may really change the whole phone industry.
The iPhone, in some sense, also changed the world.
It changed everything. This is about blogging protests in real time. This is about getting news about your grandmother in real time. It's about seeing people you haven't seen in years through a device that you're holding onto. And that's what's powerful about having something that's so connected in such a really meaningful way at all times.
Jobs micromanages every step of the iPhone's development, rejecting several prototypes.
The thing you have to understand about Jobs is that he was the world's greatest control freak.
He pushes his team to the edge and beyond.
Engineers come in and show him things, and he'll say, no, you can't do that. It doesn't work. They say, well, you know, we're having really problems making this do. Don't come back until it works right.
The iPhone is infused with simplicity and beauty, the hallmarks of Jobs' design philosophy. It's the perfect marriage of form and function.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Every time I look at it, every time I feel it, I touch it, it has enormous aesthetic reward. But then it is enormously practical.
My kids can grab my iPhone and immediately know how to use it. And my kids are 3 and 2.
Perhaps the iPhone's biggest draw? The touchscreen. It's the culmination of Jobs' lifelong belief that the hand is the most important human interface with the computer.
We're going to use the best pointing device in the world. We're going to use a pointing device that we're all born with. We're born with 10 of them. We're going to use our fingers. It works like magic.